and welcome to the Trust Your Body Project. Trust Your Body Project is a podcast and social media movement designed to help you heal, eat, and create space for the things that truly matter. I'm your host, Whitney Catalano. I'm an anti-diet, health at every size registered dietitian, helping you stop dieting, make peace with your body, and take the power back from your inner bully.
Hello. So as you saw by the title, this is a mid-season break and an update on me. It's funny that I'm going to name this mid-season break because I don't have a plan for the seasons, like when I'm going to end. But I would like to say really quickly that this is officially the longest I've like created this type of content for. I mean, obviously I've been on Instagram for a while, but consistently I was doing YouTube for, you know, after a few videos, I was like, I can't keep doing this anymore. Doesn't mean I won't ever go back, but the podcast has been still going and I'm really proud of myself. So just want to give myself a little, pat on the back. Oh my gosh. Today I saw 9 apartments. As you all know, I'm apartment hunting right now, or as you maybe don't know, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram. I've been kind of posting on my stories sporadically that I'm apartment hunting and it's frustrating, but it's better now that I actually went and saw apartments. I think half of the frustration was just waiting to see them because I would get calls from realtors like, oh, by the way, your dream apartment is gone. I'm like, okay, no, it's so great. It's exactly what I wanted. But actually, I'm very surprised. I saw a bunch of really great apartments today, feeling really good. So yeah, it's exciting. This is just exhausting. It's a lot. So that's why I'm taking a break this week. Even the idea of making a podcast, I actually recorded a whole thing on emotional eating and I went back and listened to it and was like, no, y'all deserve better than this. I was so out of it when I recorded it. I was like, oh my gosh, this is not going to happen. So that will be coming soon. But anyway, I just wanted to update you because of a few exciting things going on and what better way to tell you than over this podcast. So what's coming up? First things first is the 5-day Trust Your Body Challenge. That is coming up very soon. We're going to start it on the 17th. So when this podcast goes live, there will be a link in the show notes, and I will be posting on Instagram as well this week for you to sign up for the 5-day Trust Your Body Challenge. The way that that's going to work is you are going to get an email every day starting on Monday the 17th, ending on that Friday with a prompt. And it's something different. It's not like, you know, this isn't like a squat challenge, right? This is not a diet culture challenge. This is a trust your body challenge. It's fun things in my opinion. And I will send out a little hint, like tomorrow's challenge is going to be this if you want to like prepare for it or whatever. You obviously don't have to do that prompt the day that it's sent out, but it would be fun if you all did it with me because I'm personally going to be doing that myself and posting on Instagram as I do it. So I'm feeling really, really excited about that. And I definitely would love to have you join me. Yeah, I think it'll be really fun. So I wrote out the prompts. I'm really excited about them. They are very different. They're going to push you out of your comfort zone, which I'm excited about. So if you need a little bit of a push to trust your body, to be a little bit more radical with your self-love and to really take that next step in your journey towards body acceptance and food freedom, then definitely join me for that challenge. You will be able to sign up and you'll find it all over my Instagram. I'm going to be yelling about it literally until the 17th. And then from the 17th to whatever 5 days later is. This is where my brain's at, okay? So that is coming up and I'm very, very excited about that. The other thing, as I've mentioned in previous episodes, I have a free binge meditation. So if you had just binged and you're kind of freaking out about it and you're having all these diet thoughts, I have a meditation followed by like a very small 3-day email sequence that goes out. If you download the free binge meditation that basically takes you through like, why did you binge? Where are you restricting? So it helps you kind of like get a grasp on it a couple days later as well. So I designed that for you because I've been there and I know what I would have needed. If you have, you know, if you listen to it and you're like, you know, I think this could be improved, let me know. podcast@WhitneyCatalano.com. Oh, and how do you find the binge meditation? WhitneyCatalano.com/binge. And I will have a URL to sign up for the 5-day challenge, but I don't have it right now. So it's being designed as we speak. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. Let me know on my Instagram if you're excited about that too. Thank you to everyone who has been leaving reviews on Apple Podcasts. Please take this week off to go leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Please, 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 please. And tell me what you want to hear because I read all of them. So if there's something that you like, I haven't covered yet, or there's someone who you want me to interview, you can leave that in the reviews. Like, you know, I just want the reviews. So that's a great place to leave me feedback so that I can, you know, cater to your requests. How about that? And then finally, if you would like to sign up for coaching, I am taking on new coaching clients, which I'm really excited about. I've been taking on new coaching clients. I do discovery calls, as you may or may not know. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I don't know why you started with this episode, but hey, how you doing? Nice to meet you, I guess. That's a weird thing to say. Anyway, so my coaching, I work with people in like a 6-month capacity. I am actually starting to take on people, dietitians or health coaches or people who want to be anti-diet coaches, who want to understand how to run a business around food freedom. I'm taking on those clients as well. So if you need to heal your relationship with food in order to better serve your clients, you can book a discovery call as well, whitneycatalano.com/book. Or if you're just, you want to heal your relationship with food, you want some support this summer, someone to hold your hand through all the summer parties and bikini weather, and then also someone to hold your hand through the holidays. So the reason why I say hold your hand is because my coaching really is a container for you to grow and to heal old wounds, heal from those things that your parents or grandparents said to you when you were little about your body that you keep replaying in your head every day, you know, heal from those old wounds and move forward, be more confident, really show up in your life in a more authentic, bolder, bigger way, and have me holding your hand the entire time. So when it feels really scary, I'm right here and you can text me if you're freaking out about something. I'm very like close with my clients. I mean, 6 months is a long time. Like, we go through a lot together. So if that is something you're interested in, really having a partner through this whole journey, then whitneycatalano.com/book, you can book a free discovery call with me and we can chat about what you're looking for and, you know, just help give you some clarity. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, and you'll walk away from the call with clarity regardless. So definitely book those calls. And you may catch me moving into my new apartment and get a call in my brand new place. I don't have it yet, but you may get that. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah, lots of things. I'm trying to think of what else is going on, but my brain literally cannot comprehend anything else. Like, trying to create content has been so difficult. Because you know what's interesting about this whole thing is that I can show up to a coaching call. I'm really good with like answering people's questions. Like, I can show up to a coaching call. I can go on Instagram Live and answer your questions. Like, I went on Instagram Live on Friday when I was looking at apartments, and I can answer your questions and be totally engaged because I can, like, I'm really good at responding to questions. But when it comes to creating content out of nowhere, it is sometimes so difficult because my brain just goes blank and I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to think about anything except for my cat and moving. That's literally my life. It's like thinking about my cat. I have my cat Tucker, my poor other cat Holly. She's fine though. She'll be fine. But I have Tucker as my phone background now. And I'm like, wow, I've really reached like peak cat lady. So here we are. Wow, this is turning into a 10-minute mid-season break. But yeah, so that's what's going on in my life. But I did decide that I'm going to be doing more Instagram Lives coming up soon, especially because I know you all are looking for support right now. It's June 1st that I'm recording this, which is wild. I can't believe we're halfway through the year. I'm blown away by that. But it's June 1st. You know, summer is really here. And I know you all are doing your best to heal your relationship with food and also face the societal pressures of like being in a bathing suit. So I'm going to try to be with you as much as I possibly can and answer questions and support you all as much as I can. So that's pretty much it for me. If you have any questions, come follow me on Instagram at Trust Your Body Project or on Twitter at Whitney Catalano. And definitely go check out my website. I have lots of stuff up on there. And if you have good sitcoms or like sitcom recommendations, because I love funny shows. I love comedy. let me know. I'm really excited, actually, because I have plans to be going to more comedy shows soon. That's one of my favorite weekend activities, and it's something that I didn't do for a long time because none of my friends wanted to do it with me. So I got really like anxious about it, like, oh, I don't want to go by myself or whatever. And now I don't really care. I'll go by myself or I'll, I have a friend who does like to do that stuff with me. So I kind of just, you know, go do my own thing. And that's part of being more authentic to yourself and prioritizing things that light you up and make you feel excited. I don't know. You know, it's all part of it. So that was my little ramble. Okay, I'm gonna go. This is officially too long. I'll see you next week. Also, I have some really good interviews coming up soon, so stay tuned. Thanks for your patience, and please go listen to past episodes if you're in need of some content, because we have some really good ones. Like, honestly, I've kind of been killing it since episode one. My mom was like, oh, you say like less and filler words less. And I was like, no, I just got better at editing. I mean, maybe I have, maybe I do. But yeah, that was her commentary on my progression through the seasons. Like, thanks, Mom. I appreciate you listening. So yeah. Okay, I'm going to go. Bye-bye. If you are loving the Trust Your Body Project podcast and are ready to dive headfirst into your healing transformation, head on over to whitneycatalano.com/food-freedom to learn more about working with me. whitneycatalano.com/food-freedom.